Chapter 16. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bore him no children, but she had an Egyptian servant whose name was Hagar. Sarai said to Abram, "Look now, the Lord has prevented me from bearing. Please go into my servant. It may be that I will obtain children by her." Abram listened to the voice of Sarai, so Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar the Egyptian, her servant, after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to Abram her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. Sarai said to Abram, "This wrong is your fault. I gave my servant into your bosom, and when she saw that she had conceived, she despised me. God judge between me and you." But Abram said to Sarai, "Look, your servant is in your hand. Do to her whatever is good in your sight." Sarai dealt harshly with her, so she fled from her presence. The angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the desert, by the spring on the way to Shur. He said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where did you come from? Where are you going?" She said, "I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai." The angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress, and submit yourself to her authority." The angel of the Lord said to her, "I will greatly multiply your descendants, so that they will be too numerous to count." The angel of the Lord said to her, "Look, you are with child, and will bear a son. You are to name him Ishmael, because God has heard your affliction. He will be like a wild donkey among men. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he will live away from all of his brothers." She called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are El Roi," for she said, "Here I have seen the one who sees me." Therefore the well was called Beer Lahai Roi. Look, it is between Kadesh and Bered. Hagar bore a son for Abram. Abram called the name of his son, whom Hagar bore, Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram.